This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Justin Seymour charges through TSA at Missoula International Airport despite agents' orders to stop. He spies passengers pouring off an Alaskan Airlines flight and pushes his way down the jet bridge to a Boeing 737. When an employee tries to stop him, he shoves her to the ground. Inside the plane, he attacks two flight attendants to gain access to the cockpit. But air marshals forcibly remove Seymour from the plane before he can get it started.
Nancy, Seymour tells agents he needed to take the plane to Estonia because bad people told him to. It's unclear if Seymour had any previous piloting knowledge. He also told agents he thought he was going to be able to fly the plane. None of the staff that tried to stop Seymour had any serious injuries, but the plane was removed from all of its scheduled flights for the day to give maintenance professionals time to ensure Seymour did not cause any damage.
Justin Seymour, 34, now charged with robbery and aggravated burglary. Markel Royal gets in an argument with his wife over dinner about his drinking habits. Royal, currently intoxicated, gets more angry. Eventually picks up a bowl of spaghetti and throws it at his wife of 9 years, hitting her in the chest. Cops are called, the sauce still on her shirt, evidence enough for Royal to be carted off on battery. A judge orders Royal to have no contact with his wife for the spaghetti assault incident. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
At this hour, more on a deadly shooting we told you about yesterday, an attack at an unauthorized car show in La Cruces, New Mexico, that left 3 dead and 15 wounded. Police say the violence stemmed from a dispute between 2 groups with prior conflicts. Newly released cell phone video captures a blue Mustang spinning in a parking lot moments before gunfire erupts, sending hundreds fleeing. Also new body cam footage showing officers treating victims, one comforting a sobbing woman, another tending to a man shot in the arm and leg. 4 suspects, including 3 teenagers, are facing first-degree murder charges. Prosecutors are seeking to try the minors as adults. One suspect, 20-year-old Tomas Rivas, was already prohibited from having a firearm due to pending charges in Texas. Police say 3 of the recovered guns had been reported stolen. La Cruces Mayor Eric Enriquez vowed the city won't tolerate violence. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is calling for a special legislative session to address rising juvenile crime. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a Biden administration rule targeting so-called ghost guns. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, these untraceable firearms have been increasingly linked to criminal activities.
The Supreme Court, in a 7-2 ruling, has affirmed the authority of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to regulate ghost guns. These are privately assembled firearms lacking serial numbers, making them difficult to trace. The upheld regulation mandates that kits used to assemble these guns must include serial numbers, and purchasers are required to undergo background checks and age verification. Justice Neil Gorsuch, writing for the majority, noted that while some hobbyists enjoy assembling these firearms, they have also become attractive to criminals. He emphasized that the law permits regulation of items that can be readily converted into functioning firearms. The rise in ghost guns has been alarming. Law enforcement recovered fewer than 1,700 of these weapons in 2017, but that number surged to over 27,000 by 2023, according to the Justice Department. Gun safety advocates have praised the ruling. David Pacino, legal director at Giffords Law Center, stated, quote, "We are thrilled that the Supreme Court has upheld the ATF rule that treats ghost guns as what they are, guns."
In his dissent, Justice Clarence Thomas expressed concern that regulating firearm parts could lead to unforeseen consequences, suggesting that Congress did not grant the ATF authority to regulate these components.
Thanks, John. James Bernard White's wife, Brenda, hospitalized 2 days due to cancer complications. Bernard, 59, gets a ride to a Saraland, Alabama home from Brenda's son to freshen up. He plans to return to the hospital in a few hours. Bernard asks a neighbor to pick up a few items from a store, then heads inside. When the neighbor returns half an hour later, the door's wide open. No sign of Bernard. The neighbor immediately contacts family and reports Bernard missing. all his belongings left in the home. Surveillance video shows him walking out toward the main road just after speaking to the neighbor. Foot, drone, and dog searches turn up nothing. Bernard White, African American, 5'11", 165 pounds, gray hair, mustache, last seen wearing a gray University of Alabama shirt, gray sweatpants, black sneakers. If you have info on Bernard White, please call Saraland, Alabama PD, 251-675-5331. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.